This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
In the Athletics with the loss to the Guardians at Progressive Field 6-3, a tough way to end it, but you got the day off tomorrow. And then it's always fun when the Athletics are in Boston to take on the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Warriors there are at the same time against the Celtics. Should be a lot of fun. All right, Vince, I have two things for you. Number one, how excited should I be about Christian Bethencourt after leaving Cleveland, going with a batting average in the series of 525, three home runs, three doubles, and five RBIs?
It's a great question. We kind of posed that on the air today. Jerry brought up a great point. You know, he's 30 years of age. This usually doesn't happen where maybe the light turns on at this stage of your career. I don't know the answer, but right now it's a great wave that he's on, and you want to see him continue to ride it, and it'll be fun. I mean, the ball is just absolutely jumping off his bat. He seems very confident in the box, and to have that kind of a threat in the middle of your lineup and him trusting, and not just because he's pulling every ball, he's used the whole field. And that's been great to see, and hopefully that continues at Fenway Park and beyond that.
I feel like at 269, he's got a shot at the batting title.
let's take it one step at a time, okay? But it's just great to see. I mean, you know, the ball 103-plus almost all weekend here. That just he's in rarefied air. He's in, you know, Aaron Judge territory, Stanton territory, Yordan Alvarez territory. Those are things that those guys have done. He's had power. Those numbers haven't really translated over time, but we're seeing it come to life. And let's enjoy it while we can.
Actually, it's going to be three things. Number two, do you think that the A's, I'll just say the traveling party, can look over to the other dugout and see a team that's two games over 500 offensively? They don't hit a lot of home runs. They don't strike out. They strike out the least amount of anybody in baseball. And the weapon that they have, not as good, but it kind of reminds me of the Royals when they were going to the World Series, is they make a lot of contact.
They do. And, look, their bell cow, just I don't know how this guy gets pitches or why any team pitches to him, but they do. And when they do, Jose Ramirez does damage. You know, he's the guy that it's all pivoted around. But, you know, putting the ball in play, good things can happen. And we see that time and time again. They don't strike out. Their pitchers don't walk a lot of batters. You know, they control the batter's box in a positive way. And, you know, that is something to pay attention to. Some people think maybe to a certain degree some of that is turning in that direction, to, you know, the launch angle, exit velocity world, which we're in and we're going to be in, you know, for some time to a certain degree, that others are taking different looks. And, you know, Terry Francona told us yesterday, goes, look, our scouting department, they look for this kind of player. They look for the player that has bat-to-ball skills first. They believe that the power can come later. But if you can't get hits, you know, just sitting on hoping for power every so often isn't quite as productive in their estimation as opposed to sitting back and waiting for the Earl Weaver three-run homer.
See, that's the amazing thing, how just the game changes that, wow, we can look for players that actually take this wood bat and they actually hit the leather ball and doing it on a consistent basis. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tough sport. It's just tough to be consistent, especially with the velocity you see in today's game. And, you know, multiple pitchers, you'll have four at-bats, and there you can make the case that sometimes you'll face three different pitchers. And that's not an easy thing to do, but that's the world they're in now. And so on we go and see if the A's can continue to determine who are guys that they really want to see a lot of in the second half of the season, not only here on the major league level, but those in the system to get an idea of, you know, what you may have moving forward.
Last question. Day off in Boston. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I think I've been invited by, you know, to play a practice round with some of the guys up at Brookline for the U.S. Open. So, you know, Jordan's called and JT is called. I got to play with, you know, hacking around a few holes and have some fun. And then I'll go back to work on Tuesday. That's my plan.
That would be great if you go, MJ, sorry I can't make it. I got a lunch date.
Sounds good, Tony.
Well, then again, I may see you on the floor game six there in Boston.
That's entirely possible. Don't be surprised.
Have fun.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. There you go, 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I'll open it up for this. How'd you feel about the Peacock game? Now, obviously, different for a lot of you. You didn't have to get up. Robert Koss has been up since 4 a.m. I've been up since 6:30. Pre-game started at 7:30. That sucked. But what'd you think about an 8:30 start? I mean, it's not even noon. You got the rest of your day as a baseball fan. Normally, we'd be doing this about 4 o'clock, and I'd be on till 5. Not much of a day. We have a full day left. How'd you feel about the Peacock game? You had one broadcaster from the Indians, Rick Manning, old buddy of Ray Fosse's, former Indian, now Guardian broadcaster, but he was an Indian, and our own Dallas Braden. What'd you think? 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
From the set, 1-2 pitch. Swung on, line up the middle, reaching for it as Elvis is just over his glove. Around third, here comes Rosario, the throw home by Ramon, not in time. And now the Guardians lead 5-1. On a 1-2 pitch, Josh Naylor wins the battle with Urban and picks up the RBI's 32nd of the year. Two runs in the inning and it's 5-1 Cleveland.
This is A's Clubhouse.
I think it's interesting, and I like that baseball is trying new things, trying to spice it up. Because let's face it, in a sport that is every day, if you just do the same thing day after day, I know it pleases a certain part of the fan base. You like same old, same old. You know, as if we're gonna be old school, you know, I like steak and I like eating steak every night. My grandmother told me my grandfather ate steak every single night. That's what I like, and that's what I eat every night. And so when there's changes, people go, I don't like it, because you want the same thing. Because let's face it, most human beings don't like change. They don't like different. There's some people who are spontaneous, and they love different. They love change. I happen to be one of those type of people. I can't eat steak every night. I've got to mix it up. And I like the fact that we're trying to change not only what's happening in between the lines, but we're trying to change our presentation to you. That's what A's Cast is, for God's sakes. That's what we've done here. We're giving you something that's different that no one else is doing. That's what A's Cast is. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast. You'd understand. I have no problem with the TV. Mix it up. Let's have something different. Yeah, I like knowing Rick Manning and knowing that he's been with the Guardians forever as a player and now as a broadcaster. You know, what do our guys know? Our guy, you know, you listen to the same thing. You know, our guys follow the A's. Well, we had our guy in there. We had Dallas Braden. But then you got an Indians guy there that can give, excuse me, a Guardians guy that can give you the perspective of what's going on with Cleveland. And the same thing for Cleveland. They've got an A's guy in there in Dallas Braden that can give you a new perspective. And how about a play-by-play guy that's very good that, you know, he's got new and fresh. There's nothing wrong with switching it up. That's one thing that I've really respected about the Yankees broadcast is I mean, I try and watch all kinds of games, but, you know, whenever you turn on a Yankees game, you got no idea who's going to be on their broadcast. Is it going to be Paul O'Neill? Is it going to be David Cohn? I mean, they all, like today or this weekend, Jerry Blevins, I enjoyed listening to Blevins. Jerry's a good dude. He was a terrific A. Speaks from the heart, cares about the organization. Wasn't that long ago he was still playing, so he understands the trends. He understands technology. He understands what modern-day pitching coaches and pitchers are trying to do to get hitters out. He understands what modern hitters are trying to do. He understands the game. A different perspective. Now, problem, and I'll tell you till the cows come home on this one, it's going to be tough to do to find a lot of these guys because they've just made so much money. These guys have all made a lot of money. Their careers are over. They've got families. They've lived life on the road from the minor leagues to the big leagues. Some guys love the road life. Some guys get done and say, you know what, God, I'd like to get back out on the road, but not full time. So for an organization, it becomes very tough to say, okay, we want Jerry Blevins for this miniseries, and then we'll find this guy for that miniseries. That's why it's so easy to do games like this where, look what you saw, Nick Swisher. Well, Nick Swisher, who's made a boatload of money in his career, just has to show up on a Sunday. You're not asking Nick to go on a road trip. I mean, look at our road trip. It's a road trip of started, you left Oakland to go all the way to Atlanta, then to Cleveland, now to Boston. These guys that have that kind of cash don't want to deal with that. But I hope you like the kind of the change of Jerry this weekend and also the Peacock game. I don't like getting up early, but I definitely like something that's a little different. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Like sports, business is about winning. championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Center field on the run is Straw to the track. He's at the wall, and it's gonna go for Christian Bethencourt. An exclamation point on a great weekend in the box at Progressive Field. Bethencourt is fourth home run of the year, his third in this series, his ninth hit against the Guardians, and the A's get one back. They trail 6-2.
Said, move over, Elvis Andrews. There's a new king in Cleveland, and his name is Bethencourt. Goodness, that's another right center power shot. That's impressive.
Here's a swing and a smash toward the gap at left center field. That's by Straw toward the wall, and that one is over the wall and gone. The A's go back to back on Trevor Stephan, Bethencourt, and now Brown, and suddenly the A's are back in this one, trailing 6-3.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
I tell you what, I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't expect it to last long, but I sure want to keep watching it. I mean, bottom line is this. Ride it. Ride it till it bucks you. This guy's on fire right now. I mean, this is really, this is something special. 529 in the series. Three dingers, three doubles, five RBIs. And just the way he's doing it, the way he's driving the ball to right center field. I mean, it tells you he's keeping his hands inside. He's keeping the bat, the head of the bat, through the strike zone longer. He's seeing it. He can pull it. He can drive it center to right center. You know a right-handed hitter is really, really grooved when he's hitting it out to right center. That's big league. But am I going to sit here and go, he is the future? Well, his age tells the story, unfortunately. But that's why, who cares? Just ride it while you got it now. I mean, he's 30 years old. I doubt the light's going on now, and now we're looking at an all-star. But who cares? Let's enjoy it with him. He's having the ride. He's having a great ride. I mean, this is, you can just look like Boston at home, hit the home run against Verlander on June 1st. And then the three home runs in this series. I mean, he has really improved. All of his numbers have absolutely soared. Year discovery, can't say it enough. The year of discovery. Now, the one thing that the A's did today by scoring those two runs, getting the two dingers in the eighth inning, is that they keep just inching out of that two or one runs a game, which we're keeping track. You know, before that eighth inning with only one run, it was the first inning home run by Ramon Laureano. You know, you say, does it really matter what everybody else is doing from a pitching or a defensive standpoint if you're only going to score one run a game? You know, that's the problem. I mean, you put up the one run, and then you go goose egg all the way to the eighth inning by that point, the game's really in doubt anyway. You got to strap it on for Boston, folks, because Fenway Park, as our man Ray Fossey used to say, it's the toughest 27 outs. It's funky. It's offensive. Red Sox can swing it. You better be able to swing it. You're not got, I mean, it's possible to have low-scoring games, but it's also possible to have, I mean, how many times have we had long games at Fenway Park? And they drag out because it's going to be bullpen guy after bullpen guy because there's a lot of runs. That's what you have to expect. It's an old track meet when you're going to Fenway. But I absolutely love watching games from Fenway. If you've never been to Fenway Park, it's like a museum. I mean, when you walk out, it's like time stops. You walk into that, well, everything around the ballpark is so old school. It's been there forever. And then you walk into the ballpark and you're just like, wow. You can just see Ted Williams. You can just see Lou Gehrig. All the greats who played in the American League all those years have all played at Fenway Park. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Your phone calls are next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fossey line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley, at the track, to the wall. He's there, and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
For the A's, Darren Bush, the coach at third. Man, he was busy yesterday. Great to see him give a lot of handshakes. Eric Martin's over at first base. Fastball belted a deep left, and the A's have a 1-0 lead well over the 19-foot high wall on the concourse and gone. On a 1-2 pitch, Ramon connects on his second long ball of the year, and it's an early 1-0 A's lead. Bombs away in Cleveland.
All righty, let's get out to the phones. Greg and Slow, happy Sunday to you.
Tony, what's cracking, brother? Breakfast with A's cast.
You were not up at 7:35 in the morning listening.
Debatable. I watched this nightmare of a game. So,
but you were not listening to pregame. Were you listening to pregame?
I maybe caught a little tad bit of it.
You liar.
Hey, you know, I wanted to chat with you the other day. I heard your interview with Brody, and you talked about one of my callers in the Norm Charlton members only jacket. Next time, don't be afraid to name drop. I allow that. I don't mind name dropping.
Oh, wow. Need more credit. Didn't realize.
Hey, that was a great story. Don't ever forget that. Members only, baby.
You know what? That is one I will never forget. That is a classic.
Yeah, that was the good old days, Townie. 1991, man. When the A's, you know, that team should have been a dynasty. Let's if we were going to reminisce a little bit. You talked to Dave Stewart about that, man. He's to this day upset that team didn't win.
Tony La Russa. I've talked to Tony about that. Tony is still like, I mean, it's understandable. These guys are like, man, there's no way we should have won just one. I mean, you only get one life, right? And here's your opportunity to do something, you know, because you're not that far removed from the team in the 70s winning three in a row.
I was too young to know what the odds were, but if I recall, they were favored in all three World Series. They
correct.
Had been then.
Yeah.
I think the difference with 88 going to 89 is they had Ricky. I think if they had Ricky to jumpstart them in 88, you know, obviously the big boppers, Jose and McGuire didn't do much. But if they had Ricky in 88, you know, I think the Reds in 91 or whatever that was, 90. They caught lightning in a bottle. And with that pitching, I mean, Jose Rio was phenomenal. Obviously the Nasty Boys, you know, they got some cheap astroturf hits back in Cincinnati. I think it kind of just snowballed on
them.
Well,
and the Dodgers, were hot, and they had one of the – you want to talk about a guy who was, at that time, you could say as good as anybody who's ever pitched in this game, was Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, he was – that's when he had that 59 in a row, I think.
Yeah, he broke the scoreless streak, Don Drysdale's streak.
Yeah. Yeah, that he was pretty hot. When you got a literally the bulldog, you know, he really cared. Their pitching was great in that series. I mean, we always say pitching and defense wins, and you know the A's ran up against it in that Red Series and that Dodger series. So, you know, a shame because they, like you said, what Tony said, that team that'd have been a dynasty, and they were favored to be the dynasty in every one of those World Series. So,
yeah, Hershiser was only 23-8. 15 complete games, 267 innings pitched, a 2.26 ERA, started 34 games, won the Cy. Yeah, he had a decent little year.
He probably could have won the MVP because I think that year Kurt Gibson won MVP.
Correct. He won with 75. I want to say he won it with like 75 RBIs.
Yeah, he hit like 280 with 15 home runs or something. I mean, it was like one of the least statistical MVP years you've ever seen.
But it's about it's about the MVP stands for most valuable player, not most stats guy.
I'd have gave it to Oral that year. I think he does. I'm sure he got votes. I don't know what the, you know,
Kurt
who was in
Gibson,
the running that year, but
25 jacks, 76 RBIs, a 860 OPS at 290. Ah, oh, but what a year he had. What a gamer.
That's a pretty solid. Yeah, that's a lot better than I thought. More home runs than I thought. So, yeah, he's, I mean, the emotional leader of that team. If anyone got out of line, Gibson was going to put him back in line. So.
Well, Gibson shows up from Detroit, and someone, like, it was in spring training. I guess they would have been at Vero Beach still then. And someone did, like, you like shaving cream in his boots or something like that. They were playing a joke on him. Ha, 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 we're getting the new free agent. And Gibson flipped his lid and started screaming at all these guys and said, this is why you're all losers.
Yeah, I think Jesse Orosco put shoe polish in the rim of his hat. So when he put his hat on and he took it off, he had this big rim because he had that bald spot. He kind of had the receding kind of chrome dome. So when he took the hat off, it had a big old shoe polish imprint on those chrome dome. And the whole team was just cracking up, and Gibby just lost it.
But it was the whole thing about Gibson bringing this soft Dodger team toughness. He called them all out. He says, this is the kind of crap that you pull all the time. This is why you guys are a bunch of losers, and you've never won anything with all this talent. So sometimes bringing the red ass into the room can be a good thing.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I love that. I talked about that with Frankie a week ago. If he gets in somebody, I'm not going to be mad. You know, talking about other announcers, Gibby's one of the guys that I love to listen to. When it's Detroit, Kurt Gibson is, I mean, he is as blunt and as funny, and as he is an awesome play-by-play guy. I mean, I think he does color. I take that
yeah,
back.
He's color.
He is awesome. Some of the stuff he comes up with, oh, he is just unbelievable. I mean, he was Sergio Romo throwing up garbage. That's what he was saying last year. I mean, just awesome stuff by Gibby. So, calling today, Tony, I look at a guy like Chad Pinder, goes 3-for-4. He's going to be back out of the lineup on Tuesday. I mean, it's like it doesn't matter what Pinder does. He's on the bench, off the bench, on the bench, off the bench. I don't get it when you got a guy that's obviously contributing. He's got one of the best batting averages on the team. I know that's not saying much when you look at the A's and the team batting averages, but, Pinder can play a bunch of different positions. I mean, why can't Pinder get a real shot?
That's a good question. I have no problem with that. And I want to ask you a question. Do you have to start looking at Christian Bethencourt as a guy who can battle for the batting title now that he's hitting .269?
Well, we thought the same thing with old Noisy, so maybe Bethencourt's going to take his place. Man, that guy's on fire.
Last time I checked, isn't Noisy on fire down in AAA right now? I saw this highlight where he's hitting a home run. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, that's got to be so hard. I mean, we can rip these guys all we want, this and that, but think if you're a guy like Sheldon Noisy starting out like, this is the year where I found it. Here's the year where I made it. This is my year. I'm hitting over 300. I'm going to the right side. I can literally, this is it. We thought Noisy was going to be the professional hitter that we all thought he was. And now he's back in Vegas. I mean, on the A's to boot, on the A's, you can't get ABs with the A's. I mean, that's like, you want to talk about a roller coaster of a season and it's only June. Sheldon Noisy. Oh my God. Unreal. And a lot of these guys, too. What's Nick Allen thinking right now? You know what I mean? Like, I know everyone talks about Elvis Andrews has been so hot. Check the box score. Elvis Andrews is hitting .237. I mean, how hot has Elvis been?
Where he was.
I know, but it's like we got to calm down a little bit with these. Oh, my gosh, this guy's batting title. He's so hot. I mean, Bethencourt, you like his approach, going to the right side, taking the ball, driving it up the middle. I mean, the guy's he's a big dude, so he's got power. I mean,
Nick Allen right now is back up to .270 at AAA.
Oh,
jeez. Uh-huh. Oh. Hey, Billy McKinney, bring him up. He's hitting .308 with over 1,000 OPS.
Tony, I can't take it.
What are you talking about? VML Machine's hitting .315. Sheldon Noisy's got an OPS now, a .918. Let's go.
Oh, machine. Did you just say machine? I forgot.
VML Machine, that's right. An 804 OPS hitting .315. Book it.
The hitting machine. Oh,
Shea Langeliers hitting .280 with an .875. I'm just going down last night's box score. I'll talk to you. Welcome to your Aviators post game show. I am your host, Elvis Presley.
That's all right. We need a little update on the farm every once in a while. I don't mind it at all, Tony.
All right, I got to go. I've been up since 6:30. Bye. Let's go to the coach. Coach, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show with Dean Martin.
Hey, morning, Tony. You're there with the rest of the Rat Pack, I guess, huh?
Let me tell you this, Coach. I guarantee you, I was the only A's employee working this morning at 7:30. I guarantee you, not one other A's employee on the West Coast was working.
Okay. Well, that's because they don't pay me. Doggone it. They ought to pay me.
And let me tell you, we'll have meetings this week, and everybody will talk about everything. And I want to go, yeah, where were all you Sunday at 7:30 in the morning? You're all sleeping.
it was an early game. I mean, the thing in those early games, lots of times the players aren't really awake yet either because they've been – they kind of, you know, you're out on the town.
No, those guys, they were watching video. They went to bed early. They knew they had an early Peacock game. Not one of these guys was out. Stop it.
I can tell you're an A's employee. Good job, Kelly.
Nobody ended up – it's a great hotel bar, too. They stay at a great hotel in Cleveland. Just right. Not, but then again, I wouldn't know because I'd be watching film in the room getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know what that bar was like.
I've never been out to Johnny's and Little Johnny's in Cleveland with the great Glenn Kuiper. I would have no idea what that is like.
Of course not. They're all the same to you.
Off in Boston? Oh, that would be a train wreck.
Yeah. So here's what I want to talk about, Tony. Something I actually like the A's that they've done. I hope it might have been just by accident, and I hope they keep going this direction, but maybe not. They went from 14 pitchers to 13 pitchers, and they put an extra bat in there.
Well, they had to.
Well, whatever. At least they did, you know.
Well, you don't want more pitch. I you know what? I want to differ with you. I wish they only had nine position players and the rest all pitchers. So then we could could never have an excuse why to pitch a position player.
Tony, they're listening to you. You're going to get a promotion. You might be in the front office next week and I'll be
Can you imagine me assistant general manager? Oh, it'd be great.
That's right. We're getting rid of all you guys on the bench. You're going to the bullpen. Everyone's going to pitch.
We're just going to have all pitchers. We're going to have 26 pitchers.
Yeah. I do like that they
you
went
don't
from
think
14
I can
to
find,
13.
You don't think I can find pitchers to hit a .170?
That's going to be the next thing, Tony. We have batters pitching. We're going to have pitchers batting. That'll be the next thing, you know.
Well, the next thing is going to be, and I love this promotion, and this is why I'm technically in the marketing department. I say before every game, we should try out fans in the parking lot, see who is the best pitcher, and if the game gets out of hand, that fan gets to pitch in the ninth inning.
I'm okay as long as you put them out there with some football gear, you know, so that ball doesn't.
Well, we're throwing out. If we're going to put outfielders in to pitch who are throwing 58 miles an hour, why not have a fan do it? I mean, I'm trying to increase ticket sales here.
Well, you know, you're always thinking ahead, you know, always getting us where we need to go. So, yeah. But here's the thing. I like that. They went from 14 to 13. And I'd like them to go to 12. And here's what I thought would happen originally when they went to the three-batter minimum.
By the way, every GM in baseball right now, if they were listening, they just drove off the road. 12? We can only have 12?
Well, then we got to be the counter. You know, you got to be the counter. I thought when they went to the three-batter minimum, a lot of teams would keep a hitter for late innings that you could kind of set up where he was going to bat, and you would know, like, if he's a righty batter, you know they're going to bring in a lefty, and you know he's going to pitch to three batters. But not many teams have done that, and I think that's something the teams are missing. And I think the A's are kind of – they showed it this weekend that when you have all those bats out there – you know, it gives you a little more flexibility. And I think if they went to 12 position players, if you have a good batter in the late innings, a Jeff Lowry, a Vogt, or, I mean, you know, or maybe a guy's better than that ultimately, taking a bat off of the other team's 14th best pitcher. And I just surprised teams haven't done that as of yet, and I hope the A's are stumbling into that. Because, you know, they want to carry all these pitchers, but they're only a phone call away as it is anyway. You know, you can carry 12 and you can still call up Kolarik and Selman and Tapia, all these guys. You can only run them up and down five times as if that's, you know, not very much. That's a lot to run them up and down. So anyway, That's what I would like to see them do. You know, go to 12 pitchers and 14 position players and have a late-inning guy that you can set up in a bat for. Why has no one done that? Is it just because they all drove off the road if they don't have 14 pitchers?
Coach, we had 28 players on the roster. 28. And they were still throwing position players out there to pitch. I mean, seriously, like, you can't make this up. You had 14 pitchers on a pitching staff, and you still would throw position players out there to pitch. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You can't make it up. You, if you weren't watching the games, you'd think someone would be. 14 pitchers, you know, that's nine relievers.
Coach, you literally could look down to the bullpen and see all these dudes sitting down there, and they're still bringing in a position player to pitch. I mean,
that is crazy.
I mean, it's like, have you ever heard of a sport that does something like that?
No. You know, and then if they are going to bring in a position player, make it a position player that can pitch. You know, bring in Mitch Moreland. You know, bring in, you know, Ike Davis or Bethancourt. I mean, not just someone that just lob it up there so people can laugh and have, I don't know. It's not for me, you know. The position player pitching, that should be like once or twice a year, you know. And a, you know, blowout, that's just something, you know. But you're right. I mean, they had 28 players. They're bringing in position players. Like, well, I don't have any pitchers left. What do you mean you don't have any pitchers left? You know,
you got 8 billion of them down there. What do you mean? Oh, it's crazy. It literally is. There's some crazy stuff going on. And by the way, the only good news that I can tell you is that New York doesn't like it. And that's good news for us. Because New York is trying to do it. And when I say New York, I'm not talking about the Yankees and the Mets. I'm talking about the commissioner's office. The commissioner's office doesn't like it. That's why they're trying to figure out how to do things. And luckily they understand that long-term this isn't good. I don't blame the front offices. They're just trying to win games every day. They don't care whether it's appealing or not. They don't care whether it's entertaining or not. Their job is to win. That's why it's baseball's job. Hey, every single sport, basketball, hockey, football, they change the rules to make it more appealing to the audience. Baseball's trying to do that. So at least we got that going for us.
Well, I'm going to stand by my statement. I think we'd have a better chance of winning with 12 pitchers and 14 position players and a couple of bats in there you could bring in 6th, 7th, or 8th inning for a matchup against the other team's 13th or 14th best pitcher that you look at in advance. Well, shoot, we wouldn't be doing worse, Towdy. We're 21 and 41. Can't do worse.
I'm dead silent because I'm not going to argue with you.
You're not going to argue.
Yeah, I mean, it's like funny. Like, we talk about stuff and you go, we're 21 and 41.
You're right.
Like, what are we talking about? Like we're not like looking at moves going, well, if we do this and do that, next thing you know, we're in the wild card race.
No.
It's the year of discovery. And if you can discover more bats on the bench than arms in the bullpen help you win more games, I'm all for it.
Let's give it a shot. And Bethancourt, a great series. I'll be interested.
Hey, Bethancourt could be our Shohei Ohtani.
Heck yeah. He can pitch. He can play multiple positions. He can steal a base. You know,
we're gonna have him selling hot dogs and merchandise too. He can do everything for us.
The data doesn't lie.
That could be what we need.
Thank you, Coach. We got a roll. Yeah. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Yeah, I said it. Play Christian Bethancourt all the time. Put him out on the mound. We have our own Shohei Ohtani. We're going to shock the baseball world. If the dude hasn't pitched in a while, I mean, they tried to convert him into a pitcher. The Padres did. So, obviously, he's gotten guys out. And he just got up on the mound and was pumping, you know, 92, 93. I don't know. Maybe we got a two-way player. Huh? How about that? Oakland's got their own Shohei Ohtani. Are you feeling me? Right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time-of-use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power, U.S. ALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
If baby could talk, she'd say a lot. You'd know what she's thinking and what makes her happy. But unfortunately, baby can't talk or remind you. You're the one taking her to daycare today, and she won't speak up if you drive straight to work like any other day and never think to look in the backseat. Every year, dozens of kids die from heat stroke in cars. No one is perfect, so set a reminder. And always look before you lock. Where's Baby? Paid for by NHTSA.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
The 1-2 pitch. High fly ball left center field, not deep enough. Over for it is Laureano. He'll make a one-handed catch, and Cole Irvin continues the cruise, but the A's need some support. On to the sixth inning, it's 3-1 Guardians.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Time now for the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Of course, the Athletics lost to the Guardians 6-3. Let's go around Major League Baseball as everybody's in action right now. D-backs lead the Phillies 3-0 in the fourth. Yankees pounding the Cubs 10-1 in the bottom of the third. Brewers shut out the Nats 1-0 in the fifth. Also in the fifth, Braves lead the Pirates 4-1. Top of the fifth, Blue Jays shutting out the Tigers 4-0. Top of the third, Orioles shutting out the Royals 5-0. Bottom of the third, it is 1-0 Astros on top of the Marlins. Rays 1-0 on top of the Twins at the end of three. And top of the third, Rangers 2, White Sox 1. Bottom of the third, Cardinals 1, Reds 0. Dodgers, Giants 1 o'clock, along with Red Sox, Mariners, Rockies, Padres, Sunday Night Baseball, Mets, and Angels. Here's the skipper, Mark Kotze, with the media.
So, I mean, you often sort of emphasize the importance of playing like a clean game to start the game the way there would. I couldn't tell if it looked maybe like a routine grounder up the middle. What sort of effect did that have?
Well, the ball got tipped off Cole's glove, okay, which redirected it. And Elvis had set himself, it looked like he'd already set his feet for the ball up the middle when it got redirected. You know, at that point, he tried to make the adjustment. You know, that's, you know, part of the game you can't really measure. And for us, you know, as we talk about the clean game and defensively making plays, overall, I thought, you know, Cole did a good job, you know, pitching into sixth. I think he had retired, I don't know, 12 or 13 or at one point. You know, there's some weak contact hits there mixed in, you know, and ultimately it's a product of how well they put the ball in play. They're a team of contact and they're tough to punch out, and they showed that, you know, all series really. I think we only had maybe 4 punch outs today, so.
What do you think just the power that showed up kind of in the series and just kind of maybe being a positive?
Yeah, no, that's a big positive. You know, I think up until the last couple of days we hadn't hit but maybe 2 home runs over like a 10-game stand. And so that's good. That's a good sign. Pinders at bats were a really good positive sign. You know, I thought overall, watching Steven catch, he did a great job today, looked really good back there. So, you know, taking away the positives from this game, Aller throwing strikes, filling it up. Again, there's some weak contact off Aller that, you know, the ball that Straw beats out. And then the soft base hit, 2 strikes into right field. So, you know, I know we didn't end up on the right end of the game, but I do still feel like, you know, we fought and you know, we just didn't get enough hits.
You know, all 4 games were pretty tight. Is that an encouraging sign for you?
Absolutely. You know, we're a team that, you know, continue to grind, continue to fight. We've been in most games this year. We've had a few bad lopsided losses, but for the most part, we've given ourselves a chance to win every night. And you know, that's what you ask of a team that goes out and battles. And you know, at, like we were talking about with the lack of maybe power in the lineup, which is starting to show up now, you know, you're going to have to create runs and create offense. So,
I had a Jose Ramirez question. What what jumps out to you when you see him?
You know, I've always, last year watching him at third, when I coached third, and it's just the relaxed, just confidence that he plays with, and he's one of the most aggressive base runners for being in the elite status of players. A lot of times you see those type of guys don't necessarily, you know, run the bases with the intensity that he does. So, you know, he's just a really, really good player.
And this goes beyond hitting. I mean, it's like everything.
Yeah, every facet of the game, he's got this intensity about him, but yet he looks so relaxed. So, I mean, you'd love to have a leader like that.
Just with the more home runs this series, is there anything that you would attribute that to? It seems like home runs maybe are lead wide, the power numbers are ticking up a little bit. But for you guys specifically, is there anything that you would attribute it to?
No, I think guys are getting more confidence, you know, taking better at bats and seeing some results. We've known the power's in there for the guys that have hit the home runs, Murphy, Brown, you know. For Bethancourt, I think it was just about getting that first one out of the way, and then, you know, see him not maybe trying to hit a home run, just trying to hit the ball hard. So,
is there anything to being on the road? I mean, a lot of your guys' home runs come on the road.
You know, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because, off the record, those guys, I think it's maybe in part of their process right now at home. So hopefully we can. Hopefully we go home without that mindset.
Off the record to the media. While being recorded. I like it, Kotz. I like it. All righty, time to see what's on deck. Presented by Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs, go to ashbylumber.com. All righty, day off tomorrow. Everybody, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. I think it's beautiful. I haven't been outside, but Robert, is it beautiful? You haven't been outside either. It's gray? Well, it's not rain and it's not humid like the Midwest. Here's a question that I have. Riddle me this. Why do they call Ohio the Midwest when it's in the Eastern time zone? Anybody got an answer? Cleveland's Eastern time zone. Cincinnati's Eastern time zone. Is that really the Midwest? I've had a lot to think about today. Day off tomorrow. No baseball. Take the day off. We will be back Tuesday, 4:10, first pitch. Jared Koenig back on the mound. Great to see. We will have A's Cast Live getting you ready for 3 games of baseball from historic Fenway Park starting at 1 o'clock. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron at 3:10. First pitch from Fenway Park will be at 4:10. Got it? Day off. Tuesday, 1 o'clock, A's Cast Live, A's Total Access, 3:10. And 4:10 will be first pitch. The left-hander, Jared Koenig. A tough loss for the Athletics, 6-3 to the Guardians. They lose 3 out of 4. They're 21-41, but the good news is they're going to keep fighting because that's what they're going to do under Mark Kotze. Enjoy the rest of the day. We'll see everybody on Tuesday.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Save at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'scast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.